Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. Bankman-Fried, you were scheduled to testify under oath before this committee today. Unfortunately, the timing of his arrest denies the public the opportunity to get the answers they deserve.
Well, how convenient.
And I look forward to additional actions to hold him accountable.
Sure.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Most Americans can see the progress driving down the street, finding relief at the pump as gas prices fall, selling gas at $3.09 or less.
Sir, is that a made-up number?
I'm not taking any questions right now.
I wonder if you would support a resolution that I've been thinking about introducing, changing the name of cryptocurrency to creepy dough currency.
That's so funny. Last time I heard that, I laughed so hard I fell off my dinosaur.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
He tried. Creepy dough. It needs a little work, but at least he was making the effort. I mean, it does need a new name. You know what? You can't call it the bunko currency or flim-flam currency. I guess you could, but I think it needs to be alliteration is what counts. And he just give him time.
How about cryptocurrency?
That's a good one. How about kleptocurrency?
That's even better.
Kleptocurrency. You see, this is it. I mean, it's a group effort, you know. That's why comedy shows, not the new comedy shows, which aren't really comedy, they're just Democrat talking point shows, but the old comedy shows had teams of writers and they would come up with stuff. You know, someone throws out something, you know, creepy dough becomes crapo. It becomes klepto, kleptocurrency. That's what it was, obviously. 844-500-4242. We're going to get to some of the kleptocurrency kid today. Obviously, he was indicted last night, just at the tail end of the show. And it was a serendipitous moment for the Democrat establishment, despite the crocodile tears of Maxine Waters, because now he can't testify. He couldn't testify today, even though Maxine had the gavel. She has for, I guess, 3 more weeks. But there would have been Republicans there to ask real questions. It wasn't going to be like the January 6th hearing where, you know, there was no discouraging words. They would have asked him real questions. He would have, hanged himself further, and it would have been very embarrassing, I think, maybe somewhat to Republicans, but mostly to Democrats. And so that's why he was arrested. And we'll talk about that. Jonathan Turley had a good column about this, saying it was the first time he's ever seen prosecutors stop a defendant from getting himself into a jam. I think it's true. Anyway, though, we have really good news today from Brandon. Did you know that inflation is under control now? It's really an amazing thing. But he announced it today. He's announced it twice, actually.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And it's just, let's play cut one from Brandon. We'll have it here in a moment. Inflation is rising in double digits.
In a world where inflation is rising at double digits in many major economies around the world, inflation is coming down in America.
That's what he said. Don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. He said inflation is coming down. Have you noticed that? Inflation is coming down. But he does have a caveat here. Cut two.
Inflation outside of food and energy
a key measure of, that economists use, also fell.
You know what? There, most of the stuff that I buy, that you buy, we could do without, ultimately, or, you know, for the foreseeable future. There are two things we can't do without. Food and fuel. Now, so he said, when he says inflation is not rising except for food and fuel, it's rather a meaningless statistic, is it not? And now listen to this. Okay, now remember, gas prices, I think, depending on who you talk to, when Trump was not selected as president and Biden was selected as president, or when Biden was actually installed as president almost 2 years ago, the price of gasoline was somewhere around $2.11 at election day to $2.37 at installation day for Biden. So now Biden is bragging that the price of gasoline is only up, according to him, 50% since he was installed as president, cut three.
Gas prices are now lower than they were a year ago, and half the gas stations are selling gas at $3.09 or less. The most common price for gas stations across the country is $2.99.
I don't think that's true. There's no way. He's told that, he's told variations on that lie before. There is no way the price of gasoline is $2.99. I forget what I filled up at. I filled up at a high price station because I didn't want to drive further down to get it. So I just put in a little bit of gas on Sunday, and it was nowhere near $2.99 a gallon. Nowhere near. And Florida is not nearly the highest priced state in the union. Let's just keep going with this BS here to get people all riled up here. And again, I'm asking you your own personal experience. Is this true or is this false? What if Donald Trump had said something like this when inflation was out of control at a 40-year high and had just come out and spouted all these lies? Cut four.
Today's report contains another piece of good news. Food inflation slowed last month, providing much-needed relief for millions of families at the grocery store.
Food inflation slowed, providing relief. Well, if it slows, that just means you're losing less money. He doesn't seem to understand this. It's not like the prices actually fell or they started filling up those packets again and family sizes started increasing rather than suffering from shrinkflation like we talk about every Monday night on the Let's Go Brandon segment. But wait, there's more. Inflation. This is this morning at the White House. Brandon had some good news on inflation. Cut five.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.4% when I was sworn in, down from 6.4% when I was sworn in. It's now 3.7%, near a 50-year low.
It's down to 6.4% from 6.4%. Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut six.
We've done all of this while lowering the federal deficit in the 2 years we've been in office, $1.7 trillion. Let me say that again. $1.7 trillion we've lowered the federal debt.
The federal debt goes up annually now about $1.5 trillion on average. And he just said at the end he had lowered the federal debt by $1.7 trillion. Now that's just not true. I mean, the debt keeps rising. He keeps confusing the debt and the deficit. I mean, the guy he's 150 years old. He's been in office since Grover Cleveland was president, and he doesn't know the difference between debt and deficit. Here's another flat out lie. This is total lie. Cut seven.
And all of this means that for the last several months, wages have gone up more than prices have gone up. Wages have gone up
Not
more
true.
Than prices have gone up.
There is no way that is true. There's no way that is true. The House Republicans sent out a press sheet here after the release of the statistics. This is what all the prices of groceries and other commodities are up this year. Eggs, 49%. Airline fares, 36%. Milk, 14.7%. Electricity is up, 13.7%. Groceries overall, 12%. Chicken, 12%. He knows a lot about chickens. You know, Delaware has more chickens than anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the solar system, in the galaxy, in the universe. That's what he says.
Chickens.
Chickens. Gas is up 10%. Baby food is up 10.9%. I thought, he's taking a bow here. I didn't hear the words Putin mentioned. I thought Putin increased inflation. So, I mean, it must be Putin is bringing down inflation then, right? How does that work? If Putin is blamed when it goes up, if it's going down, I haven't seen it myself, but maybe that's where I live. How come Putin isn't doing this? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls on this. We have so much more to get to, but I thought you'd want the good news first, right out of the box. We're happy days are here again. Where it's really a great moment in America with the holidays approaching. Why do real estate owners voluntarily choose to auction their own homes, commercial property, and land? Well, the simple answer to this is certainty. In a J.J. Manning real estate auction, the seller benefits from certainty of a sale date, certainty of no contingencies, certainty of a closing within 30 days, certainty of competition fighting for your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, you're in the hands of a 46-year seasoned firm with over 16,000 auctions under their belt. Your property is their most important project. There is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, choose certainty. Choose J.J. Manning. Remove the doubt. Remove all doubt. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, my listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head even lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, Howie listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Howie Carr, the epitome of a cordial conversationalist.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bomb. That'll make me vomit.
Howie Carr is back.
Look, don't take up your complaints about rising prices with me. I'm just quoting Brandon. And then I quoted the Republicans, and people are saying, Brandon is wrong, and the Republicans are wrong even. 603, electricity is up almost 100%, not 10%. 207, in 2019, eggs were 88 cents a dozen at Wally World here in Maine. They're now $5. Even the Republicans are wrong. How the hell is that 49%? I don't know. I mean, it seems like, eggs have really gone through the roof. I remember buying eggs at Market Basket for the generic Market Basket brand for, I think, 79 cents 3-4 years ago. And now, you're right. I mean, they're through the roof. And now the mailroom manager insists on organic eggs. I don't know. I used to I used to have a box that said organic in it, but I'd go to the store and do the shopping and load up on those 79 cent a dozen eggs, and then I'd sneak them into the garage and I'd put them into the box.
You are the biggest snake going.
Never said I wasn't, Grace.
And organic eggs, they're so much better. You can't taste the difference.
You couldn't prove it by me. You know who else you couldn't prove it by? Gunnar and Pearl. They didn't know the difference. They didn't care if I gave them they didn't care about free-range eggs either.
And I don't know. The same palate as your deceased pugs?
Yes, I do. I just don't claim that I have this, gourmet palate. All right, today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be skidding to a halt, and most economists are predicting a big recession early next year. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the responses thus far?
Biden says inflation over the last 12 months has only been 7.1%. How much has your cost of living increased in 2022? Less than 7.1, more than 7.1, or 7.1 sounds about right?
More. I'm going to predict it's about 95%.
97% say more than 7.1%.
Did anyone say it's less?
2%.
Really? Okay. That's our core Democrat audience that don't even want to tell the truth, can't be bothered telling the truth. That was Sam Bankman-Fried's parents who voted there in the early going. 844-500-4242, 781. The difference between organic eggs and non-organic is the printing on the container. I totally agree, 781. And the same thing could be said for berries, organic raspberries. As if I can't tell the difference between an organic berry and I can tell the ones that are vine ripened like they do with blackberries. I can tell the difference there. But organic? Cut the bleep. Tell me they're artisan eggs or artisan blueberries. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
How you doing, Harry Carr? Listen, I want to ask you a question. Makati, you going to take over in January. The laptop, Joe Biden's son, you think 100% you're going to do it, 50% maybe not, or maybe not going to do it?
Yeah, what do you think? You mean investigating the laptop?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're going to investigate. I think they have to, don't they? I mean, they have to. They have to, because McCarthy right now is still, he can't get to the majority of votes, 218, to get elected speaker. So that's why he went on TV on Sunday and said that he's going to subpoena all of the 51 Democrats posing as quote unquote members of the intelligence community, who said it was it bore all the hallmarks or earmarks of Russian disinformation. I mean, that was all BS, and they all lied. And so, but that's just, that's what they used to call boob bait for the Bubbas. I mean, they're not gonna do anything. Clapper and Brennan, they're veteran perjurers. They obstruct justice before breakfast in the morning, and they don't care. They're gonna go in there and lie, and they're gonna say, "Well, all we said was it bore the hallmarks of Russian disinformation." But he's gonna try to say something different. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Scott, quickly, Scott.
Howie, Grace, Howie's correct. The only difference in the eggs is the container. I used to deliver eggs where I pick up at the in-house. The same food comes out of the same truck, goes into the same hens. All the eggs come out of the conveyor. They get washed. The only difference is the boxes that come down from Canada. That's the only difference. So
I think sometimes the boxes with the quote-unquote organic eggs are made of recyclable material. So that's also, to give you this this illusion that somehow you're helping Mother Earth, Gaia, the planet. You're deluded. I'm Howie Carr.
Feliz Navidad.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, obviously, scam, bank run, fraud was not at the House hearing today in Washington, D.C., because he is in durance vile, under arrest in the Bahamas. But I'm just looking at a story now. FTX CEO confirms, this is the guy who took over, Ray, his name is. He ran Enron when they went bankrupt many years ago. FTX CEO confirms he's investigating Bankman-Fried's politically connected progressive parents. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party, Harvard University, Yale University, Stanford Law School, all of these wonderfully woke and politically correct places where these people matriculated and made their bones, so to speak. Are you shocked, Grace, that they're investigating the parents, too?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked, Howie, and I really enjoyed reading the drafts of what he would have said to Congress had he been able to testify. Mm-hmm. And also, just so people know, on Twitter Spaces last night, he predicted that he would not be arrested. And he said the reason he wasn't going to testify in person was because of the paparazzi, that if he came to the United States, there would be too much paparazzi. Which, Howie, you're a celebrity. Do you fear the paparazzi as well?
No, I fear the local constabulary if I were in his position. And as well, he should have, apparently. And this means he didn't make really embarrassing statements. I keep coming back to what Elon Musk said last weekend. You know, somebody said he gave $40 million, tweeted it out. He gave $40 million to the Democrats. That's why they're leaving him alone. And Elon Musk tweeted back at the guy and said, that's a real lowball figure. I think he could go as high as $1 billion. That's Elon Musk saying that, not me. I don't know if it's that high, but I think it's certainly a lot higher than $40 million that he gave.
Here's a little taste of what we would have heard from SBF. I would like to start by formally stating under oath, I bleeped up. I know that it doesn't mean much to say that I'm sorry. And so I'm dedicating as much of myself as I can to do the right thing by the customers. When all is said and done, he really likes that phrase, when all is said and done. When all is said and done.
At the end of the day.
I'll judge myself.
It is what it is.
Primarily by one metric, whether I have eventually been able to make customers whole. If I fail our customers in this regard, I have failed myself. He then went on in the next 18 pages.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Scam.
To blame anti-Semitism, lawyers, and even his own ex-girlfriend for the breakdown of his company.
Oh, I thought theirs was a love for the ages.
These two can't.
This is more indication that she has flipped. You know, they always used to talk in the mob circles. You know, so and so's the cops have picked them up. Do you think so and so will stand up? I don't think anybody had these conversations with any of the principals of FTX because nobody expected anybody else to stand up.
I also think, Howie, that's just a new thing as well, where no one's a stand-up guy anymore. You know, when push comes to shove, very few people will stand up in that sense. So SBF went on to blame, you know, everyone and anyone for all of his problems, and he was not able to testify. A lot of people think, like you pointed out, the timing's a little bit weird. On the eve of his testimony, he gets arrested. But
you know, did you notice too? It's not only anti-Semitism; it's racism. That the feds came in and they kind of bigfooted the Bahamian government and grabbed it, and he said that was racism.
Oh, he's really pulling out all the stops, isn't he?
Oh, he's got a hyphenated last name. He learned well. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to get into it later on today about the parents who
they
are
got
now
two
apparently.
Last names. What do you want me to do?
That's Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci may end up doing less time than scam. And by the way, Joe Pesci's sentencing has been postponed. I think he's going to be working on his Joe Pesci Christmas special, which will be seen on Christmas Eve on the Hallmark Channel. That's a joke. But anyway, he's grasping at every straw he can. And did you see the story about the student at Stanford Law School who was apparently regarded his father as a mentor?
Regarded SBF's father as a mentor.
Yes. I might as well tell the story now. I was going to save it for four, but it's worthy right now. So last year, Mr. Bankman spoke to Orlando Bravo, for that is indeed his name, Orlando Bravo, the private equity titan. Mr. Bravo had been Mr. Bankman's law student, and the two remained friends. Mr. Bravo, who, by the way, was born in Puerto Rico, so he's, you know, technically he's Hispanic, a person of color. So, I mean, this could be a hate crime, what I'm about to tell you, Grace. Mr. Bravo was interested in investing in FTX, and Mr. Bankman helped connect him to his son, people familiar with the matter said. Mr. Bravo's firm, Toma Bravo LP, would later invest, would you care to guess, Grace, how much they invested? At the behest of Daddy, who's a really honest, ethical guy.
He wasn't biased at all in this case. It's in the millions.
Yeah.
I'm going to say $15 million.
Taylor, you want to take a guess?
No.
$130 million.
Wow. I was small potatoes.
Now, I've been led astray sometimes by teachers. You know, they give me some bad advice on what to do or something, but nobody ever beat me out of $130 million.
Yeah, I've had teachers before where you deserve to be rounded up to the next grade. You know, you're the 79.4. They can't give you the B minus.
Yeah.
But do you say 150?
130 million.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, must be looking at that going, I dodged a bullet. Things aren't that bad.
You know, Sequoia Capital is out $215 million, but I mean, they just got scammed in a pitch. You know, the guy sold them a pig in a poke, a bill of goods, whatever you want to say. I mean, this is a friend stabbed Orlando Bravo in the back.
You know, it's one of those things too, where when I read Sam Bankman-Fried his statements or his prepared statements. It gives off the vibe of someone who, and I said this earlier, it's like if you ever got in trouble when you were younger, you crash the car or something and you're trying to put together your thoughts to make a cohesive apology. Hey, mom and dad, I'm really sorry. This is what I did wrong. I don't think he grasps the gravity of the situation. It's like, I bleeped up. I'm really sorry. At the end of the day, I'll do all I can to make it right.
Right.
I'm not getting the idea that this man understands that millions of people are very angry with him.
Well, maybe he understands, but just says, you know, maybe he thinks to himself, I gave $5 million to Brandon. I gave however many millions, whether it's $40 million, which is on the record, or whether it's a billion, as Elon Musk speculates, and that should buy him protection. And you know what? It did buy him protection for a month. I mean, think how long it takes to arrest people, generally speaking. I mean, he was at large longer than the Martha's Vineyard bank robbers were. They stole $39,000.
Yeah, if he had donated that much money to Republicans, he would have been in John Hinckley's cell before the day was up.
Oh yeah. He would have been in Gitmo, I think.
Yeah. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. Fisher Plow owners, downtime is money lost, so get a Fisher Plow tune-up now at Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. Straight blades are $199.95 and V-blades for $249.95. For more info and to schedule an appointment online, visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. My question for you, though, Howie, is he's worried about the paparazzi. He's coming back to the United States. Do you think he's going to be a newspaper over the face kind of guy, a hoodie over the head trying to block out the cameras? Or do you think he's just going to wear the sunglasses and walk on in?
No. This is a photo op. I don't know if he'll be in the orange jumpsuit like Whitey Bulger was when they decided to parade him across so everybody TV and newspapers could get a new shot of him. But no, he's going to be in shackles, Grace, for one thing. So he's not going to have access to a newspaper to put over his face. He's going to be walking very slowly because he's going to have chains on his feet as well as on his wrists.
I will say that seeing the orange jumpsuit does change the public perspective, don't you think? It really can make an impact on people.
Yeah, Grace, here's what I want. And I thought about this as the show was ending last night. I didn't get a chance to say it. You don't remember this, but have you ever seen the pictures of Elvis going into the Army?
Yeah, I have.
And what did they do? What was the first thing they did for him for a photo op?
They gave him a haircut.
They gave him a real haircut.
A really nice one.
Crew cut.
He looked handsome as hell.
You know what? That's what I want SBF to get. I want him to get a haircut.
Yeah, I think that would be considered cruel and unusual nowadays.
I was writing about Dapper O'Neill for tomorrow because they're trying to take away his room at City Hall and all that. And I was thinking when Dapper was running for mayor in 67, he used to bring his sound truck down Tremont Street past the Common. The hippies were camping out there. And he would take his bullhorn and he would throw bars of soap at them. And he would say, there you go. When I'm elected mayor, you bums are going to get a shave and a haircut and a good bath. That's what I want SBF to get. Once he gets back here.
He could definitely be jamming out to Jailhouse Rock very soon.
The whole rhythm section was the Purple Gang, Grace.
Hey, Howie, one more thing before I go. I thought it was interesting Gavin Newsom decided to visit the border right after Joe Biden made it clear. You know, so Joe Biden goes to Arizona for this chip manufacturing plant, and he tells the Peter Ducey that he's not going to go to the border. There's more important things going on. KJP says, you know, it's a political stunt. This is on the heels of Jen Psaki last year telling us that it would just be a photo op. And now
Grace,
Gavin Newsom goes.
The way I look at it, Grace, is Gavin Newsom went to the border right after Brandon got lost at the White House and the 8-year-old girl had to take him by the hand and lead him to safety.
And what right
it was even more embarrassing than the Easter Bunny or the Secretary of the Interior, Dr. Jill.
Right before he almost knocked over all the bicycles. He should not be allowed near any bicycles
in the future,
but he can't help himself.
After that near tragedy at Brandon Falls, Delaware.
Yes. Howie, I am going to end it here because you have a really cool Cheap Aster deal coming up.
Yes, I do.
And I want you to have enough time with it, and I think people are really excited. So if you're listening right now, don't go anywhere because you're going to want to get your hands on this next Cheap Aster deal.
Don't touch that dial. It'll be right back. We'll be right back. The economy has been unpredictable, and we all feel it. But now is not the time to forget our fallen heroes. Despite what is happening around us, we still have so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at over 3,500 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
It's
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, we give you a tease about this cheap bastard deal today on WGAN with my weekly call-in, and this is a really, really great deal for Maine. We get complaints sometimes we don't do enough with outside the Eastern Mass area, but we have a great deal. It's a Patriot membership to Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range and Retail Store in Wyndham, Maine, which is near Portland, obviously. The indoor shooting range is the premier indoor shooting range in southern Maine, featuring 12 lanes, a shooting simulator, on-site weapons training classes, a fully stocked retail store featuring national brands and locally manufactured firearms, and so much more. While supplies last, and they're going to go fast, you can purchase a Patriot membership to the Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range. That's a $450 value for just $225, half price. Get your half-off membership now by going to HowieCarrShow.com and clicking store. The membership includes unlimited range time, $40 for each additional family member, discounts on ammo and training courses, 5 guest passes per year, and 2 free firearm rentals per year. And they also have on-site Wyndham Weaponry, manufacturing AR-type weapons and employing former Bushmaster workers. Billy Keith is one of the owners. Billy, tell us about Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range.
Hi. Yeah, we've been up here for 7 years with the range. Like you said, formerly Bushmaster, so many, many years of experience with everyone.
Billy, can you get off speaker? The speaker phone, it's really hard to hear on the radio. Okay.
Yeah. Is this any better?
Not much better, but okay, hold on. We're going to get you back on there. Okay, you got it? You're okay, Billy? You all right? You there?
Yeah. Right here.
Okay, we'll just try to get through this. What are the benefits of, how far are you guys from Portland, say?
We're like 20, 25 minutes out of Portland.
So it's very convenient. You're also, it's a good sort of central location for southern central Maine altogether. And how long are you guys open every day? What are the hours of Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range?
Yeah, we're open 10 to 5 every day. We're closed Wednesdays right now, but 10 to 5 every day and open on the weekends. And only day we won't be open would be Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving, but open every other day of the year.
That's great. When I told the people on GAN that we were doing this, they were excited. The producer and Matt were both excited about this. They were both familiar with the place. If people who own firearms in southern Maine know this, Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range very well. It's the premier place, I think, in southern Maine, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. We try to do a very good job here. We're missing our summer traffic. Everyone going south for summer, but we're going to probably get some snowmobilers and skiers up for the winter. And we get people from actually all over the country. We're getting people from other countries to come in. They call ahead to see if we have range time for them, and we get them into the range as well.
All right. Someone says, I can hear you. I can hear him perfectly. Sounds exactly like he's in a metal building that's used as a shooting range, which I guess is true, actually. So listen, if you want to get this, this is a great deal. The Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range in Wyndham, Maine. And it's just while supplies last, you can purchase a Patriot membership to the Wyndham Indoor Shooting Range. It's a $450 value for just $225. This is a great present for somebody who likes to shoot, and it's also a great present for yourself. It's you deserve a break today as well. Billy Keith, thanks for being with us, and go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store to get your great cheap bastard deal of the day. I'm Howie Carr.